And eventually they're like, hey, Caesar, it looks like you know what you're talking about. I would like to be interested in your services. And it's like, whoa. Like, once that first lead comes in, that's all the proof you need, all the proof I needed to say, this will work. Welcome to the end of year review for Symphony Advertising and an introduction to my YouTube channel. And so I've been in business now for 4 years, going on 4 years. And I wanted to do this video to recap everything that has gone into building Symphony Advertising, what I've learned this year and where I see the world going next year, as well as just kind of doing a self-reflection on where we can improve. And when I say we, I mean me. And so here we go. So number one, who is Symphony Advertising? Symphony Advertising is a local service-based business marketing company. So we help a lot of contractors, mobile detailers, roofers, a lot of local services to help them figure out how to get more leads, how to improve their overall results online. What has happened, though, is that in doing that, we've been, not everybody, but we've done a good job in helping people grow, but then you run into a whole new set of problems. And so moving forward, we want to kind of improve our services so that we can solve other types of problems. But for the last 3 years, that's what we've been doing. And so here I have just some statistics of what we've been doing. And so let's start off with growth, right? So this year in 2023, we started off with about 30-ish customers, and we have now about 50-ish customers. And what helped grow that over the years is we created marketing packages. So one thing we didn't know, or sorry, okay, let me add more context. So when I got started, which was by myself as a glorified freelancer, it was figuring out, okay, what are we offering? And so it was whoever would pay me, we would do that. We would do the service. I would do the service. As you can see, I've ingrained that it was always we before there was a we. And so if somebody needed Facebook stuff, we would do Facebook stuff. Somebody wanted a landing page, web design, general consulting. If somebody just wanted to hire me to do whatever they needed to for their business, for their marketing agency, I would help. And so that was like year one and kind of like year two. Year three, which is this year, was when, the beginning of this year is when I was like, all right, let's take a different approach. Instead of trying to sell one-off services, let's do marketing packages. And it's a lot in the beginning. Like you're offering a lot. I offered web design, local SEO, and Google Ads all for one very affordable price. Which, let's just say what it was. It was $250 to get on this package. Now, if you're a local service-based business that is just starting off, that's a perfect package for you. And I think that's why we saw such growth fairly quickly. And when I say fairly quickly, we were only closing like 3 to 4 clients per month. But when you add that up month after month, it really makes a difference. And so that's when we started running into issues, right? Like, okay, when it's just me and now I got to do 3 different things for 30 plus clients, you run out of time. And so that's when I began hiring people. So like, okay, I need to hire people. And then you start learning a whole bunch of other stuff like, well, who do I hire? What do I hire them for? What goes into hiring? Are they contractors? Are they employees? When they come in, how do I train them? Do they come in? Do they keep them away? And so it goes a very, 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 it gets really complex really fast. And for the most part, I've had one person help me, a contractor, that has helped me with a website specifically. So that part was kind of done, but it never, what up, Antonio? But it never, you know, it was just that part. It was outsourced help and I didn't know what to do. And so I hired one person, didn't work out, let him go. And just that alone, like hiring that one person who I met at an airport, who was like, hey, I live in Houston. I was like, that sounds good. Do you need a job? You know, doing that and then offering them like an uncalculated pay, because I thought that was what you were supposed to do. And then having to go back and say like, hey, actually, you're getting paid a lot for how much you know and how much you're here for. And then like downgrading them to having going from salary to hourly, and then from hourly to less hourly, and then having the conversation like, hey, this is just not a good fit. You know, you should probably go do something else. Very tough, but learned a lot, right? Then the second person, it was, okay, let me try this again. Doing that a little bit better, but still understanding, okay, this is not really gonna work long term. And then, okay, let's hire in-house. But anyways, I digress. Let's get some numbers. So number one, what I think people find interesting is revenue. So what was our revenue for the month, for the year? So last year in 2022, we hit $130,000, which was really just me. I was super stoked because I never made that much money before. And for this year, we literally doubled it. For this year, we're at $260,000. And that's where you can't, I couldn't manage it. I couldn't do all the work. I was literally... Because at some point you start stealing from clients. Like if you say, hey, client, you know, it's $500 a month for us to do XYZ, and then you don't do XYZ, then why are they paying you? And so I did not like that. I hired a team and now we're a little bit better at making sure everybody gets what they are supposed to get. And so a lot of growing pains. We're still figuring that out. We still have too many clients. So although we have people who are in place to service the clients, including me, it's not what we would like to do. What we would like to do is do quality work for clients instead of quantity work for clients. So what that means is we are pretty much checking boxes to make sure everybody's getting the right amount of time, the right amount of services. But where the real growth comes in, what I prefer to do is, all right, let's sit down with this client and let's think about what they're not doing or where they stand in the landscape of their competition and what can we do so that we can edge our way to be more prominent. That's a different question. When you just say, let's run Google Ads and SEO, you're just doing the right things that you need to do in order to service the client. But when you sit there and think strategy, whole different thing. And so that's the way we want to go. So one of the bigger things that made a difference this year is switching to MRR, so monthly recurring revenue. That was already in place, but coming up with a good package, the better pitch too, by the way, and that word of mouth really spread. Like I would have to say this year is the first year where I didn't have to worry about leads. Like the leads come on their own. Of course, we obviously put a lot of effort into making our social media, but that was prior to this. It was just trying to do good work and word of mouth started happening, right? And so what's another thing that happened this year? Employees. So technically, we don't have employees, but we are in process to making that like on paper official. And that's hiring a CPA firm, hiring a tax person is in itself a huge headache. I've literally had like 4 phone calls with 4 established companies that are gonna help us get this done. And either they flake or they flake. I don't understand. Like, I guess we're a bad business to be working with, but I the people I'm going with, maybe they're just too busy, but it has not been a good experience. The offices. So we actually, the cool thing about digital marketing is that you can go anywhere you want. So whether you want to work from home, whether you want to rent an office, whether you want to go to a coffee shop, you can choose and pick where you want to work from. And so for the first 6 months of this year, I actually shared a space with my brother where I would pay, what was it, like $800, which looking back at it, like that was a great price, to have my own little room. Actually, that room, I think, is bigger than the room we're in now. And it's like double the cost to be in a slightly smaller room than what we used to be in. But anyways, we left that because that was within another business and it wasn't like a place we could be on our own. And so having our own place where it literally has our, you know, our own address, our own sign, I feel like it gives people more room so that it could be your own thing. But for 2024, we're actually going to go work from home because A, we have the flexibility, and B, the real reason is because it's going to give us a cushion with our cash flow. So right now, we are experiencing what I would call growing pains. So like whenever you hire somebody, whenever you add more software, whenever you add more seats to your office, it all goes up in price. And so A, it's going to give us more of a cushion, and B, because we're I guess I haven't mentioned this, we're trying to upgrade our pricing because we're trying to do more quality work. So more quality work costs, it's a quality payment, right? And then to have quality work done by quality people, you have to pay the people you have quality money. And so all of this has to happen. And so imagine it doesn't work. Imagine they say, hey, Caesar, we'd rather not. Then that's going to be more cushion for us to be able to lose a client or two or three or four or five or six or seven or eight or nine or 10. But so far in the short 3-week trial period that we've been doing this, it has gone pretty well. There's been a couple of people that have already agreed to upgrade their pricing. There's been a couple of people that have said, hey, Caesar, we're actually happy with what we're doing. No problem. We'll just stick to what we're doing. And then there has been zero people have said, screw you guys, I'm going home. There's been zero of that. So granted, I haven't had a response from everybody, but out of the like 26 people we've tried to pitch to upgrade, I think like 5 or 6 are like, we're going to upgrade now or soon. And there's a couple that have said that that they will in like March, because a lot of these places, they're like in really cold areas. So they're actually like seasonally down. There's just not work because it's snowing and they're supposed to be working outside. And so that's still awesome. All right. Upgrade pricing, upgrade and offering services. So I just talked to that. And here's just a side story. In case this actually works out and we pull this off, there's like a side mission to this whole thing. So what have we built? We have built an affordable local service-based marketing solution for businesses, right? Which is great. I was thinking of just like transitioning everything to like, we are now high-end, high-cost, high-price, high-quality, and go after those type of clients because that's where we want to end up. But then you're going to break what's working. Like if we could scale this up, I don't know, quite a bit. So it's like, okay, instead of rebranding ourselves and changing who we are, why don't we stay who we are and then create a new entity, a new brand, and work on that to be what the new, that vision. They're two different visions. And I don't think we necessarily have to kill one to have the other. Why not do both? But to do both is harder than just doing one. And so for now, our focus is Symphony Advertising. But in the future, if we can pull it off, we're going to create something called, I'm not going to say it, but it's coming, hopefully. Or we figure this thing out and we're like, hey, we're actually good. But it's something that's looming in the background. And hopefully by 2024, we can have, you know, even just to have the logo or have the website up to get that thing going, have the social media channels. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm excited about that. Touching base on social media marketing. So this is something that we added to our mix because honestly, before doing the social media marketing, we did not do any kind of output. Any kind of outreach. The most outreach I did was like talking to customers and then customers would refer us. And then in doing social media marketing, which I was approached by some guy on the internet who was like, hey, Caesar, I have something to offer. And I was like, hey, sure, come offer it. He's behind the camera, by the way. And I was like, okay, cool. It sounds good. And I remember the first meeting we had, I was like, you know, I could see this working and then we could offer this to clients. And so it's kind of always been in the background. So we tested it out. We first tested it out with something called Digital Groove, which we abandoned because it's easier to grow what you already have going than to build a whole nother thing. Not even going to get into that. But essentially what happened is this. Here's what I noticed with doing social media marketing for my company, for like overall what we offer, like internally. This is Symphony Advertising marketing to the world, right? Here's what I noticed. And we started with just Instagram. I noticed that people who I already know when they see me in person or respond to my Instagram or respond to me in whatever fashion, they come to me at a different angle. They come to me saying, hey, Caesar, it really looks like you know what you're talking about. Hey, Caesar, it looks like it's going well. And like that little thing is actually huge because you're changing the positioning of not only yourself, but your company. So instead of me having to go and say like, hi, friend or potential client, my name is Caesar Gill. I run Symphony Advertising. We do web design, local SEO, and Google ads for companies to help them grow with their lead generation. We've been doing it instead of doing all that, they see the Instagram post over and over and over. They see the topics that we cover, which is supposed to be helpful content. And then it's not selling, right? It's just educating the whoever is in the audience so that they understand, oh, okay, damn, you know what you're talking about. It's no different than like watching a movie or watching a TV show. You learn about the character. You know what their morals are. You know what their traits are. You know what their strengths are. You know what their weaknesses are. And you have like an idea of what it is that they are on camera, right? Everybody can be a certain way until you meet them. And so, that was good, right? And I'm not going to say this helped close more business, but you could tell it made a difference in the right direction. And so we doubled down. We posted it for Symphony Advertising and then my personal page. And then instead of just posting it on Instagram, we posted it on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube Shorts, YouTube where possible, Twitter, Facebook Reels, and sometimes the Google profile page. So now we're like as many places as we can be. And of course, what happens? Some people see it that have no idea who we are, especially TikTok. TikTok has been really good about this. They follow our page or my page. They see all the content. They keep seeing the content. And eventually they're like, hey, Caesar, it looks like you know what you're talking about. I would like to be interested in your services. And it's like, whoa. Like, once that first lead comes in, that's all the proof you need, all the proof I needed to say, this will work. And so with that being said, the whole point of that is like social media marketing does work. And then when I saw it work, it's like, okay, local SEO and Google Ads is still a great place to get leads from. But where everybody's not doing, where the land grab is still to this day, even though it's like 10, 15 years old, is social media, is TikTok, is Instagram, is video. And so part of these upgrades that we're offering our clients is literally that. So for the people that are in Houston, I'm offering everybody, hey, it's time to upgrade. It's time to start making social media content because that's where people are going and that's what people are using to research who should they buy from, who should they contact, who can solve their problem. And so that's kind of the direction we're going for in 2024. It is a lot more work because it's very manual, right? Like you have to go out there, you have to get the footage, you have to come up with the ideas. It has to be good. Then someone has to come back and edit it. Like right now, we're already a lean team. Like we're three people in Houston, one person that's remote. And I mean, everybody has their hands filled, right? And so it's going to be tough. At some point, if it works out, by the way, with the upgrades, what's going to end up happening is we're going to have to hire another person to handle some of the gaps that we have. But for now, we're doing what we can. Social media marketing. Oh, another thing I learned about social media is that, A, you really shouldn't do it. You should approach it as like, all right, I'm going to do this as an experiment, as a way to document what I have going on, as a way to keep record, as a way to just put stuff out there. Like you really shouldn't think about it like, I will do this and get more sales. I will do this and grow my business. I mean, yes, that's going to happen and you should strategy-wise think that, but you should definitely not... You should kind of be more broad with it. And here's why. Because, for example, if like you don't want to sour that relationship. You don't want to sour like, and I've mentioned this in other videos where I'm like, if I see a friend or associate or somebody and all I see is them say, buy now, buy from me. We have the best price. We have the lowest price. We're the most affordable. We're the best in the country. It gets like you ruin your like people are like, oh, you're just gonna sell me, right? Like you shouldn't do that. You should provide value, whether it's entertainment or consultation or free education, whatever it is. That's the helpful way of doing it. But here's my point. My point is what I didn't know is that this social media is a good tool to recruit people who would want to work in your business. Because when I started hiring for a project manager here and I made my TikTok, I made my Instagram, like I put it everywhere. Indeed, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, I put it everywhere. And the most activity I got from was TikTok. People just saw my TikTok. They looked at the post about me hiring. They saw my other videos and then they understood, oh, okay, I would like to work here. I know what you guys do. I know what you guys offer. Now, you know, it's a different type of person. I wasn't looking for that type of person. In LinkedIn, it was too professional. On Instagram, it was people I knew. On Facebook, it was people I knew. So I hired this person. And then even now, when people follow me and they're like, hey, Caesar, if you're ever hiring, let me know. Like, I'm building these relationships with people who could potentially work here someday. And that part, I didn't see coming. And not only that, it also works as a secondary education. So for the people that are in the company, they see the video and if they actually watch it, they're going to learn something. And it's kind of cool because it's like I'm a double agent because I can talk about a client, right? Thing that happens specifically to me. But if people on the team watch it, they'll understand and say, oh, I see. That's why that scenario turned into this scenario because X, Y, and Z. And so it's like a documented process of like what's going on. So I didn't know that. The social media thing acts in many different ways. Now, obviously, you could also hurt you in the foot. People can realize, damn, this guy sucks. Or, go ahead and like that a little longer. We're on TikTok Live for the YouTube people. Social media hiring tool, packaging helps sell. Another thing we found out this year is that marketing is just one problem that we're solving for clients. So what do clients have? What's the issue they have? Most of the time is that they have poor online presence. We're going to help them. We're going to help fix that. How? With a Google profile, with a nice website, with proper branding, with Google ads and local SEO. So what happens next? People actually want their services. Okay. They are making more money, but then, okay, they're not making more money. They're getting more leads, but then they don't know how to manage the leads. So then what happens? It becomes a sales issue. It becomes a response issue. It becomes an organization issue. It becomes they actually do close more business. Now they want to hire more people. Do you know how many people have told me that, okay, there's a mechanic shop that has been doing very well it's because of our ads, but it's their initiative. Like, I don't necessarily want to take credit because, like, they're paying the money. We're just making it happen. And it just so turned out that they are better in that space than their competitors. So yes, they exploded. Yes, it was because we did stuff, but it's more like, we don't really take too much credit for it. We just execute it. That mechanic shop was like, hey, I'm gonna hire like 4 new mechanics. I have to keep raising the budget so that everybody stays busy. Like, that's no longer really, like, yes, it's a marketing issue, but it's like, I didn't sign up, like, as an agency, we didn't sign up and this is a positioning thing, right? It was saying, okay, hey, look, we're still getting paid our fee, right? Which is like crumbs to what they're making. So like, it doesn't match the stress or like the risk. It's like, okay, wait a minute. At this rate, we're not responsible for keeping hours for your mechanics. And you're saying there's 6 of them? So that's something that we now do want to take on because we notice it happens a lot. So like with a barbershop, they're like, hey, since we started running the ads, since we're doing the meta ads, we've had a lot more people come in. I've actually hired 3 more barbers. And so let's go ahead and keep this up. And it's like, whoa, wait a minute. We can only do so much. And then it's a different thing, right? Who did you hire? Did you vet them properly? Did you train them properly? Is there like a sales script? Do they show up on time? Are they good? For example, just yesterday, we're running ads for a specific company. I know they hired somebody new. They just got a 1-star review saying, hey, this person who serviced my account ruined it. Do not go here. They suck. And it's like, oh, okay. Like, you could argue that's our wheelhouse. Like, we could help have that not happen. And so that is why we're upgrading our services to be more quality, because not quality, it's like more in the weeds of their business, because there's just more issues, right? And then we've had this happen. We've had it where a client hires people because they're getting more customers, a lot more customers. So they're like, okay, I can hire 3 more people to help service all these customers. And then there's a seasonal slowdown and they're like, hey, Caesar, I can't, you know, there's not enough work for everybody. What can we do? And I'm like, based off the data, people just aren't looking for imagine it's like trying to sell, it's trying to sell umbrellas when it's not raining. Like, why are people going to buy umbrellas if it's not raining and they're not standing outside? Imagine there's a concert and it's outside, no shade, no cover, and it starts raining. Anybody out that goes out there and has a bucket of umbrellas and says $10, they're going to sell out. So it's the same scenario. In this case, there just wasn't searches or impressions for this. And so they had to let 3 of their staff go. And it's the question that I've had with that is like, are we supposed to help with that? Because that's not a marketing problem. That's a management problem. That's a forecasting problem. That's a financial problem. And so I've figured out like, okay, let's go ahead and dabble in that. Let's see how well we can do in that. But like I mentioned earlier, that's going to require more resources, aka a higher price, because we're not going to do that. It doesn't make sense to do that. We have four people on our team helping one business. It has to match, right? Otherwise, it's not going to make a whole lot of sense. And then let's see. Lastly, the last thing I have on here is SEO and Google Ads are changing to combat social media. So like, even if you look at searches, so for example, ceramic coating, very popular search term for auto detailers, mobile detailers. That used to be a good keyword to go after because if somebody looked up ceramic coating, you would pay like a dollar or two and you would get traffic to your site. And then anybody who would convert, you would sell them a $500, $750, $1,000, $1,500 service to them if it converted. But Google changed, like just go to your computer, look up ceramic coating. It has changed from sponsored, maps, organic, sponsored, to it's like a filter. Here's a bunch of products. Here's one sponsored ad, search ad. Here's recommendations. Here's discovery. Here's Quora. Here's Reddit. And so the landscape or the real estate rather, the real estate that holds that keyword, ceramic coating, is like awful. So it has shot up in average cost per click because instead of spending $1, $2, because there was nine places on the home page or six spaces on the home page, now there's only one. So instead of costing $1, it's going to cost $6. And so now a $500 budget I can't do the math. Instead of a $100 budget getting 100 clicks, it's going to get whatever 100 divided by 6 is. And so it's just more competitive. I'm not saying it's still going to work. And another thing I've noticed is that on local service ads, they've added a lot more professions. So car detailing used to not be one of the options there. Now it is. And I believe it is because it's going to show local service ads instead of a Google search ad. And so that's how you're going to combat that. And so like figuring all this stuff out is very difficult. And that is all the notes I have. So thanks for tuning in to the first official branded personal YouTube video on the Caesar Gill channel. And if there are any questions, concerns, updates, or any series you guys would like to see, I welcome them.